or later, somebody's going to blab it on WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve Mayo. Sitting opposite me is my good friend Lou Feliciano. We talk about everything under the sun. We try to get local as much as possible because there's so much going on in the great city of New Rochelle and wonderful Westchester County and nearby Bronx, Fairfield, Nassau, and Queens County, which also get our signal one way or another and throughout the world on WVOX.com. We're talking to Bill. Please proceed, Bill.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking me back. So I was following up on Lorraine's comment about religion. And although there's many different religions, you know, there's still one God, whether you call God, the creator of everything, God.
Yes.
You call him Yahweh, you call him Allah. There's one God. I mean, there's one being that created us all. And then the different religions, some people in the Christian faith, which I am, you know, Jesus is the Son of God, and they in the Catholic faith, it's a Trinity. It's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, which unites them. And Jesus, not to turn this into a religious speech,
sure,
but Jesus says that no one goes to God unless it goes through me.
Yes.
No one goes to the Father unless it goes through me. And you know, you look at some religions that they just think of them, their people who believe, whether it's Allah, whether it's God, whether it's you are, with the exception of the Christian faith,
sure,
where you said it's everything. Jesus was about love and forgiveness.
Right.
And other people look at Jesus as a prophet, not as the Son of God.
Interesting.
But the other religions are pretty much in for their own constituents, their own folks, their own people that,
sure,
follow their particular religion.
Oh, well, of course, also, let's listen. Jesus, to me, historically, is very impressive. I don't look as a religious figure. I look at him as a historical figure who was Jewish, never was anything but Jewish, went on a different path. But you know, Bill, and I know Lou, I certainly know, and more people who read about the world's religions and religious history, he wasn't the only Jew to go on a different path. Most of his followers began as Jews, and they went in ways that I think would be approved, at least generally, by present-day Jews, and that's just the fact of the matter, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I think this subscription is, as you say, to a higher being among all the leading religions is such a great deterrent to selfish thinking, regardless of your background. It contributing yourself to a vision of a higher ideal that can be all people, most people, but something other than yourself and your present material circumstances, to me, is a fresh breath of air today when everything is consumption. It's what can we get overnight from our source in China? Let's be straight about it, and nothing else matters. And like you're saying, there is a God in these religions, and I would say today's God of the materialistically mad, what is it, Generation Z audience or X audience, that's no better. To me, it's worse, because the gods, at least different as they may be slightly, still are counseling consideration of your neighbor, strangers, considering the other guy, as the commercial used to say, or gal. And I think that's commendable, and I think it's a far better model than you have today with the internet and all its wonderful commercial possibilities.
Well, you know what, to your point,
wants to jump in, and then you,
okay,
please, Bill.
Ahead,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Here's what I want to say, Billy. I don't care from A to Z, from Allah to Zeus, there's only one God. All right? Number two is that all religions, if you want to trace history, the Jews, the Catholic, Christians, and the Muslims all believe that we all came from descendant of Abraham. So, you know, with jealousy and hatred and territorial wars and everything, caused a lot of problems over the years or whatever. But if you want to trace history, it's not me talking. I talked to a rabbi about this, Amiel Wolf, who had a show here, was a guest of mine years ago. And I asked him this thing, and he said, you're 100% right, Lou. We all came from the bloodline of Abraham. So, you know, that's it.
Good model.
Yeah. You know, and it's a good point. And going back to like the Generation X or the modern generation kids,
yeah,
every one of these kids use texting to communicate to each other, and they all use OMG. And what is that? Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, of course.
So there is some form of people that religion, God, is still there. So the atheists in the world that don't believe it, I feel sorry for them.
Yes.
They don't feel a higher power. And then that when life is over, it's over, and there's nothing else you go to, that you're just done.
And I agree. And I think it's a big deficit, and I'm not picking on the generation. I just happen to have, God bless them, three of them, and they're great. And they have faiths of their own in different ways, and that's fine. But the point I think we're making is you can find truth and decency and humanity through religions. You can, I suppose, find it other ways. But to me, only the religion gives you such support in an organized manner so you don't have to go create your own system. And because we know organized, self-made systems lead to a lot of trouble. I offer you Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and all the other mad crazies, Mao Zedong, in history. That's what results when you destroy religions of all kinds and subscribe or force the public to subscribe to this leadership by magnetic individuals who do really not, at the end of the day, care about anybody but themselves.
Bill and Steve, here, when you take away religious values from families and you take away the family life from the average person, the average families, it's a demise of that country, demise, because you can control people. People become like robots. There's no values, no family values, no spiritual values. So that's what this whole administration seems to be doing now. That's how they can control people. You see all this woke movement and everything else that's happening in this world that's happening right now. You break away this family structure, mother and father and children. You break away the spiritual structure. You know, your mind is too much opened.
You know, the idea of having a meal with your family, you know, whether it's 7 days a week or one day a week, that you're all together is sort of, you're sort of replicating what the Last Supper was about. It's just a table of a person, Jesus, and his disciples around, sharing a moment of with a lot more prayer behind it, but sharing a moment of his closest people. And what you do, it's what we do at a dinner table when we say a prayer before we're eating, and whatever your religion is.
I've heard that.
But you get to talk to your family about what's going on with their life, and that is value. Family value to lose
point. Apart from the media, you know, phones closed, phones put down, media entries to your household shut off at least for a couple of hours. And let's face it, we all know, three of us, I guess we are sort of conservative from different beginnings perhaps, but all of us know that the alternative is what? Another God, either an atheistic type of God in the form of a culture, society, or the idea of capital S science, as if science is knowable entirely to mortals when we know so little compared to the mysteries of life. But science is often used to replace religion, and to me, that's no improvement.
Not at all, especially when scientists, well, I've not seen Jesus, I've not seen God.
For sure.
So how did it all happen? Well, it may have been something or somebody, but, you know, then you'll get the typical people that are atheists will say, if there really was a God, why would God let children have cancer and leukemia and people that have so much pain and all the suffering when God is a loving and forgiving God?
Yep.
And that's their excuse if they don't understand it. Except when they look up in the sky and they see a rainbow, oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's a sign from God, right?
Without a doubt.
Or if you see a baby being born, that feeling you see when you're looking at that child, whether it's your own, your grandson or an uncle or whatever, grandchild or niece or nephew, that's a sign of God. That's you're witnessing a miracle.
Point made,
Bill.
Thank you.
Just like you saw a bad accident, you say, oh, my God, I hope the family's okay. It's back to God again.
Indeed. Yes. Thanks for giving us your view. I think it's great.
Thank you, Billy.
And we'll follow up on it. We'd like to talk more about religion in the future. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVRX. We talk about everything under the sun, religion, politics included. And I just want to say also, from the Jewish perspective, the Seder is believed to be the model for the Last Supper. That may be accurate to some or inaccurate to those who hold to a very strict interpretation of the text. I'm willing to be corrected. But also, most important, this idea that science is the new God. It's not stated as such by the media and the culture. But go into any university campus, Lou. Go to the physics, chemistry, biology departments. You'll see a range of opinions, but generally, basically, not a full range of opinions. You'll get about 90% to the left, 5 to 10% to the right on all matters, politics, and overall, very little respect for the tradition of religion, which I think is a great thing to build a country on, Lou.
I agree.
So we have great great antecedents, and I think they should be respected. And also another thing from the Jewish perspective, I respect other religions. I need to learn more about Islam for sure, but I've become close to many Christians lately, and their acceptance of Jesus as a figure is to me very comprehensive and very positive to a great degree. I'm not talking about times of Inquisition. I'm talking about today's enlightened time when we have also the benefit of this great democratic republic to practice politics honestly and with all cultures welcome, sometimes without even filing application for citizenship papers. May disagree on that, but I will tell you, Jewish religion emulates the Christians too, because we are still looking for the Messiah. If you are an Orthodox Jew, especially if you're a Chabad Jew, like I have at least glaringly, glancingly become, we're looking for a lot of what Jesus brought, perhaps in different ways, and I don't want to get into that argument. I'm sure it's much different, but the idea of a deliverance, a realization of the religious ideal is no stranger to all religions. To me, it's the same in all religions in different ways. This is Steve and Lou's show here on WVRX talking about everything. Let's get to our next caller. Hey,
yeah,
Bruce.
How you doing, Steve?
What's shaking?
Hey, Bruce.
I'm doing okay, but I need a little bit of time. Here's what's going on. Do not be concerned about the special prosecutor Weiss. He means nothing. Do not be concerned about the statute of limitations. They will mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get upset about the whole thing.
Yes.
The reason is we're interested in going to a jury of 150 million people.
For sure.
All these things that are going on don't mean anything. It's the House of Representatives.
Thank you.
Producing the case.
Yes.
Getting the facts. Having the interviews.
Yes.
You, all this talk about Weiss, it's irrelevant.
Yes.
It's irrelevant.
Well, let me suggest this. They will be a veritable soundtrack, right, for this investigation, legitimate or phony. But I think any person of reason will accept that the Weiss office, which supervised, approved the disgraceful Hunter Biden deal, is now to head an investigation via special counsel legislation of this matter itself. It's self-contradictory and ridiculous.
But it also doesn't matter. It does not matter. What is going to matter that the House of Representatives brings witness after witness after witness? These guys, the House of Representatives is so separate from the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice was created in 1870 to handle the KKK.
Right.
That's why they were created. They have nothing to do with the legislature. The legislature is more than an arm's length. They're a continent's length
right.
away.
Of course.
From the DOJ, they need to listen to nobody at any time. Period.
Bruce, I accept what you say, but let's be fair also. The work of the U.S. House of Representatives has to be reported honestly to the public. And I think Lou wants to say something about this.
Bruce, I agree what you're saying, but this is fueling the fire for the Democratic Party. This is what this is all about or whatever, because you'll have these liberal shows like The View and all these things they're going to run with, MSNBC. They're going to run with this. So the person who's sitting on the fence and says, you know what, Trump has three priors already or whatever like that. And another one, you know, the guy who voted for Trump the last time is thinking in his head, I'm not voting for him this time. It's another thing. So they're using the media. And this whole thing, all this should have been hushed up. That's the problem. What's happening here? You're right about the House of Representatives and everything else, but they're playing the media. Steve, you agree?
Of course. But also, I think the point must be made. The media may cover it. I'm counting on it. Some of the facts will be shown in black and white to the 150 million jury you described. But the left media, I want to call it something stronger, but I don't want to be too bombastic or combative. The left-wing media, they're not the liberal media. This ain't liberal. This is left-wing harsh as it gets. They are not going to report. They are so brazen. They will not report some of the testimony, some of the proceedings, Bruce. You know that. That's the way they operate today.
I know that. I also know that right now I am talking to the media. You have a worldwide spread with .com. You can make a difference. You can start here. It'll happen in other small stations. You have access to the people. And you can talk about this, and you'll have your listeners bring in more listeners. And that's what I do. I've got you several listeners. As
yes,
you know.
I know.
And they're on right now.
Thank you.
It's
a great role. And I want to second your idea, and I think we have to encourage it and promote it. But we have to learn some media. You know media. Lou and I know some media. We're in it, sort of. But most important, we have to learn to get the attention of that vast middle we hear about so much. Maybe we need some hunger strikers. I'm not kidding. Bruce, do you want to stay on over the break?
We'll figure it out.
You want to stay on break or not?
Sure.
Hold on. We'll get back to Bruce here on the Stephen Liu Show here at WVOX 1460 AM, talking about media power and the looming special counsel investigation. This and more right after this break.
WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for Premium Point, Scarsdale, and Purchase.
1460 WVOX.
The war was over and the spirit was broken.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. We're with you weekly at 5:30 on Monday. And we're talking to our friend Bruce. Bruce, please conclude. We have one more call. We want to make sure he has a chance. Lost Bruce. Not a good sign. Then let's go to our next caller. Hello, Vince.
That's Mitchell.
Mitchell, go ahead. You weren't masquerading. You weren't masquerading as Vince, were you?
Go ahead.
That's a joke, Mitch. Move on.
I realize.
How you doing, fellas?
Hi, Mitch.
I was going to call up, and you know, it was appropriate before your previous caller, but I was amazed that, well, maybe not amazed, so amazed, but I guess it took Jesus to knock discussion of either of the presidential candidates
right
off the radio station. Yeah. I'm not going to mention their names,
yeah,
but talking religion was a refreshing thing then from talking about politics.
You're not being facetious, may I suggest?
Well, I think it's a miracle that the two of them are still alive.
It's a miracle. Mitch, let me add to your testimony. Maybe you're amazed, right? Beatles, what year was that?
Maybe I'm amazed. 1968 or 69.
Lou knows the year. Mitch, but I appreciate your appreciation of it, and I don't think religion's off bounds, and I think it should be discussed fairly and honestly and without fights, without throwing things at each other.
Just let me make a point. I may have made it last show, or I may have said it privately. Mick Jagger turned 80. So much for healthy living.
And look what it's done for him, right? 80-something?
He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, he's still rocking. And he clearly did not live what one would call a healthy lifestyle.
Sure does. But he still hasn't been invited to any Temple Israel socials. That's a disgrace, Mitch.
You know, the thing I don't understand is my friend Lou led that same lifestyle. And look at Lou and look at Mick.
Well, Lou looks better fed, as far as that's concerned. But he gets to call in.
But then again, you're talking about Mick. What about Keith Richards? He looks the same now as he did 60 years ago.
Phenomenal.
Yes, you happen to be right about that. Keith Richards aged quickly and then just stopped in
then
time.
Then settled out.
Yeah. He was frozen in time.
But Mitch, another one of your favorite musicians, Pat Boone. He's pushing 99, or is it 199? And he's led a very conservative Christian lifestyle, and without much embarrassment. But go ahead.
Pat Boone was taking Botox before anybody knew about it.
Good for him. Here, science and religion come together. Mitch, thanks for your comments,
Mitch,
and your observations. Always welcome here. Lou and Steve, welcome comments left and right and left from all over the place. Let's get to our next caller. Hello. Let's briefly get Bruce.
Okay, it's Bruce. I'm
Bruce, we have to just, we lost some time in the transition. Please rush into your point and depart.
Here we go, here we go. The Abraham Accord meeting is coming up. What's going on and what Trump's long-term goal has turned out to be, they're going to build railroad and oil lines across from Saudi Arabia, across Jordan, and into the coastline of Israel. And what's going to happen is they're going to cut off the traveling through the Straits of Hormuz and all the damage.
Yeah.
They're going to cut off the trip around Africa through the Suez Canal. And they're going to be delivering the goods right into the Mediterranean, and they'll be cutting off Russia. And that is going on in 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
That's a great idea.
Point made, Bruce. Thank
you. Because you got the pirates of Iran that's attacking those ships.
Bruce, let me steal your opening to the subject and conclude it. I think we agree. We'll talk further probably later in the week. But I will say that's great promise. And again, that's the Abraham Accords undertaken during the President Trump administration. I'm not giving him entire credit. I know there are a lot of parties to this, and the story needs to be told someday, Lou, Bruce, if they're ever honest and report the Abraham Accords. I would bet honest listeners to radio and television and internet services today, Lou, right in the middle and the left, have never heard of the Abraham Accords.
Right.
It's like a big, ugly secret. And I think
one of the greatest sightings in this country.
Phenomenal.
History.
Four peace treaties between Arabic or Muslim countries and the Jewish state of Israel. And this is incredible. This is, to me, the marriage of human action, business, and religious tolerance in one. It's the best bit of diplomatic commerce or commercial diplomacy in maybe the history of humankind. And don't hold your breath till President Trump gets credit for at least part of it. Very unfair, in my opinion. Let's go to the next caller. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Vince.
Vince, only time for seven of your subjects, not all 15, please.
Okay. Well, just I hope that pipeline thing, I haven't seen that reported yet.
Yes.
I'll take him at his word that that's happening. That would be a great thing. But I would disagree with the analysis that these, making Weiss a special prosecutor is of no importance.
Please.
The importance of it, if the information I've seen is correct, that it violates federal code.
Yep.
28 U.S. Code, Section 600, I believe it
is. And they couldn't find a place for you on the New Rochelle School Board, Vince.
No,
that's good research. I'm going to copy it and look for it. Go ahead, Vince. Sorry.
Yeah, but I saw this reported that you cannot be already working for the government and be appointed as a special prosecutor like Mueller and these other guys who came from the private sector or had worked for the government but had retired or whatever.
Remarkable.
Else.
Great point, Vince. We have to hurry, but finish your point, please. I'm sorry.
Well, unfortunately, the dynamic at play here is. We see that Trump may need to look at the January 6th committee evidence, but the Democrats, when they lost the House of Representatives and the Republicans were coming in, it's reported they destroyed all of the evidence that had not been yet presented to the public.
Yes, I've heard that.
Now, all of our Democratic friends out there that believe in transparency and equal justice under law, what the hell kind of a sham was this committee to begin with?
Of course.
With all of this time and money spent and all of this archived material is destroyed, which in and of itself is a violation of law.
Vince, it bears investigation, but I like the greater general point that this is one of the authors of the disgraced Hunter Biden deal as decided by an acceptable and fairly renowned federal judge, now appointed as special counsel on many of the same subjects. It's ludicrous. It's brazen, Vince. My opinion.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
Thanks for taking the call. We'll see you at a meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, but
Dennis Nardone is being honored tonight, am I right?
His birthday party is at West Harrison.
West
by
Harrison.
By the lake
like
up there.
Town Square
I just
there.
Want to say one thing about
Please.
Bruce who called.
Yep.
Is that if that is true, I give Dennis a lot of credit because the Straits of Mars or whatever like that, always getting attacked by piracies or whatever.
Yes.
I think it calms the issue down of Iran.
Yep.
And it shows that the rest of the Arab nation is uniting against their hatred. They're growing up.
Those
is right.
Those are growing up.
Being
no less.
Good point.
No less
way.
Religious.
Yeah.
And no less than the Iranians who were the direct cause of much of that trouble.
Exactly.
Helped also by Russians.